102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 634. We go from horrible Ebola story to wonderful,
happy food story. Food that made me want to hump my television last night. Yeah.
That's a great feeling.
We got to road trip it. I think we might actually be able to turn this thing into, I have a Manuary event idea.
Ooh. Manuary and food is the most awesome combination ever.
Like, I would put my penis right in that sandwich right there. See that one?
We'll talk about it next. I see it.
That one right there.
I'm 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 639. Partly sunny and 75 today.
My idea for a man, I'm watching, last night I'm in bed with Joseph, with my son, and we're watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Great show. Guy Fieri.
That show makes me want to eat like a Gavone every
day. That's so true.
Every time.
So true.
But last night, there was an episode, they were going around, and he goes to this place in Brooklyn. It was called DeFonte's Sandwich Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like old school Italian deli, and they got the guy in the back, and he's making the mozzarella himself,
right.
And he's doing it, and guy sitting there next to him, he's got the curd, and he's stretching, and he's stretching, and he's stretching.
I watched that all day.
And then they pull it out, and he's slicing it thin, and they're eating it. I'm like, oh man, I'm. Then it comes in, and the guy makes a steak pizzaiole sandwich.
Mm.
At this point, I got up and wanted to dry hump my television. It was this amazing. It was steak pizza, and the steak is cooked for however long it's cooked.
Is it like the thin sliced steak?
Thinly
shredded
sliced
out.
Thinly sliced steak. It's not really a tender part of the steak that they use for steak pizzaiole, because it's old school Italian. You use every part of the animal,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes a steak pizzaiole sandwich, and it's got the sauce on top, and it's got the mozzarella that the guy in the back was just making, and the whole thing. And I'm like, oh. God, I gotta go to Brooklyn, you know. And then he's making this other sandwich that was roast beef with fried eggplant, and then fresh mozz, and then the gravy that they used from when they made the roast beef.
That show is food porn,
and then I'm
to
watching,
the ultimate
and,
degree.
And then we're watching some place in Chicago where they're frying. My son doesn't eat anything, anything. And they're making fried, like a fried sandwich with soft shell crab. And my son's like, Daddy, that looks really good. I'm like, Jojo, you would never eat that. You don't eat anything. He's like, and then they're making fish and chips, and the guy's got the cod, and he's deep frying the cod, and the cod comes out, and Jojo goes,
you did
Daddy,
that too, huh?
Daddy, I would eat that. I go, Joseph, you would never eat that. You don't eat. He's like, you know what I learned, Daddy? What? Fried food is really good. I go, I know, but it's so,
so
bad
true.
For you. He goes, but Daddy, if you only eat a little of it, it's okay. And I'm like, you're absolutely right.
Let's go.
Right? Yeah. And then I'm back to this DeFonte's place, and I'm like, as soon as I came in this morning, because I was falling asleep when it was on, I wrote it in my phone, and I'm like doing a Google search on this thing.
Yeah.
What I think we need to do as an event is we get a bus or two bus, whatever it is, and we go on this Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. If you've never seen this show on Food Network, it's with Guy Fieri, the guy, the blonde guy with the spiky hair and the sunglasses and stuff. This guy, most of what he eats is horrible for you, but my God, it looks so friggin' good.
Every show he goes
and
to like three
places. If we do like a Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives road trip, where we go on a bunch of different stops, throughout the course of the day, like we stop at a breakfast place in the morning, then we get like maybe a brunch place a couple hours later, then a sandwich joint, and then we take like a trip closer to home.
Mamma mia.
I know.
That's a week's worth of food in a day.
I know. But I think it would be cool, man.
I tell you this,
I'd be shocked. If anybody knows this place, it says it's in Red Hook, Brooklyn. If you can call me up and let me know if it's worth the trip in there, that would be really great. It's called DeFonte's. DeFonte's. I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating when this thing made me want to hump my television.
I mean, maybe we start there and work our way back, because there's definitely a few on
Long
Island.
No, that's not a breakfast place.
Oh, okay.
That's not a breakfast place.
Maybe it's lunch.
That's later on.
Yeah.
That's later on.
All right, we'll work it out. That's a great idea. I love the idea.
Will there be bathrooms on the bus? we're going to need it.
We're going to have a bus with people on it, and we're going to have a bus with just bathrooms.
But you can't poop on the bus, though. That's a rule.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
And now I'm on the website. I'm like, look at the sandwich. He had this, the thing with the. And I'm reading reviews.
As close as food can get to sex.
I'm reading reviews. It says, that was the best eggplant palm hero I've ever wrapped my lips around. I bet it was, dude. It looks so good.
Good idea. We'll keep it in the bank for January. 6:43. Partly sunny, 75 today. Here's Stud with the Roads. 2.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 6:48.
All right, we got the phone lines packed about this DeFonte's place. Let Ted do the news and we'll play tune and we'll get to all these calls, as many of these calls as we can get.
DeFonte's in Brooklyn hits home with people, apparently.
I'm looking at pictures. Like, you know,
About porn. We really are. This is food porn, and people enjoy it.
When you're doing Google image search of pictures of sandwiches, you got problems.
6:48, time for this quick BAB news update. Here's Ted.
The leader of the New York State Senate.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 6:54, Tuesday morning, partly sunny and 75 today. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about food from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, the Guy Fieri show on Food Network.
DeFonte's in Brooklyn apparently DeFonte's apparently has a spot in Staten Island, too.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're in Brooklyn, and you saw this show where they made these sandwiches that just looked sexual porn.
Right? Yeah, it was insane. But apparently, our audience has been there before. Yeah. I want to go check this thing. I think what I might do is after Touch a Truck on Saturday, I think I might shoot in.
Good morning. You got experience with DeFonte's? Go ahead.
Yeah, they got this eggplant parm that, you know what, your heart, it'll take pleasure in dying to this sandwich. It's so good.
Dude, I'm literally, here it is, quote, reviews, best eggplant parm I have ever wrapped my lips around.
yeah, no exaggeration. The only thing is, you make a trip, you got to hit every Barnes & Noble's afterwards, because in Brooklyn, Barnes & Noble's got the cleanest bathroom.
Good tip.
It's worth. This place is worth it? You've been there a few times?
I've been there. You know what? I live out in Hot Park now, but whenever I'm in Brooklyn and I'm that way, I make it a point. Even if I'm within a 10-mile radius, I make it a point to go there. It's that good.
And you're not Italian. You sound like you got a little Latino in you.
I'm definitely got Latino in me, and I work with a whole bunch of retired cops, and they know where to go to eat.
And these guys don't segregate against you? They let you in and order food and stuff? You know, because a lot of the old school Italians, they don't like your kind.
No, I went in with a Italian cop.
Right. Okay.
Listen, you make the trip, you pull me down.
We got to do it, man. I'm doing it. You know what? Maybe I'll go with Joseph after Touch a Truck on Saturday.
Hey, thanks, man.
No problem, man. Later.
Hello, B.A.B.
Hey, this is Ross from Speakwell.
What's up, buddy?
I've been to DeFonte's.
And?
It is amazing. I've had both sandwiches, the eggplant with the roast beef and the steak pizza off.
Gun to your head, which one? Because if I go to Brooklyn, I have to touch a truck on Saturday. I'm only getting one. Which one do I get?
I kind of like the steak pizza off.
That's where I was going, bro.
It sounds like it's by that much.
Dude, and the sauce, the gravy, the sauce is just dripping down your...
It's amazing. If you're going to go to DeFonte's, bring cash because they don't take any cards.
Yeah, that's cool. Thanks,
that's
man.
Great. Good to know. Well, this sounds like the beginning of an idea for Manuel.
You know,
like
he just said something I thought was interesting. He goes, whenever I'm in Brooklyn, I go to DeFonte's. Mm.
Within 10 minutes, he says, 10 miles.
Does everybody have a place where they could say, whenever I'm in blank, I go to blank for blank? Like for me, if I'm in Bensonhurst, I go to Spumoni Gardens for a square pie.
Right.
Got to get it. And you can't just get it. You got to get a pie. You buy the whole thing.
Are you that way, Ted, because you grew up in Brooklyn?
Yeah, Spumoni Gardens is a great spot.
Right. It's not as good as it used to be. No, I don't care what anybody says.
Ownership changed.
Yeah, I don't care what anybody says, but it's still... So it's like whenever I'm in blank, I have to go to blank.
955-WBAB if you got one of those places, because that's always a good place.
I'm looking at this as like a public service thing. We're helping people out. Oh, yeah, her and Roger and JP, whenever I'm in Benson, I got to go to the Spumoni Gardens and get sliced pizza.
That's right.
Yeah?
Public service going on right now. 6:57, time for the roads here, Stan.
In Massive.
Just a minute after 7 o'clock. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about, first of all, this place, DeFonte's in Brooklyn, which was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri on Food Network. I guess last night you and your son are watching it. Yeah. And just, I mean, when we talk about food, it's an incredible thing. It's also led to the idea that for Manuary we should do some sort of triple D tour.
But so now we want to go do a little thing. Whenever I'm in blank, I have to go to blank for blank. Like if I had said if I'm going to my grandparents, where my grandparents were from, if I was in Bensonhurst, I'd have to go to Spumoni Gardens. You had to get a square pie. right? So it's like whenever I'm in
blind. Oh, no rounds? Just squares?
No, no. Okay. You don't get the, they look at you about? Funny if you want. They look funny. They probably poison you a little.
All right, so 955-WBAB for when I'm in here, I go there. You know, your specific places. This guy has a quick comment, by the way, about the Fonties. Here you go. Go ahead.
I'm actually going there this morning, too. I live in Deer Park. I work over by Red Hook. There's another thing, if you guys want to get breakfast, they make potatoes and eggs over there. That's phenomenal. And when you go there, they have two sizes for sandwiches, small and large, which they're both tremendous.
Is it wrong to be getting an erection while talking about food?
No, I watch that TV show all the time with my girlfriend, and usually afterwards it leads to good stuff.
There you go.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That is all right.
I just got one on Facebook. It said, whenever I'm in Corona, I got a place called Mama's. You got to get the Italian special.
I have personal experience with Mama's. From when I used to work at the Mets, they'd bring it in all the time to Shea. This is 10 years ago.
Really?
It was legendary. That's the way people talked about it, like it was religion.
Right.
It was great. And the food lived up to it, too. Yeah, Mama's and Corona. Right on. Whenever I'm in blank, I go to blank.
For blank.
For blank. Right. 955-WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP. 7:06. Partly sunny. 75 degrees today. Beautiful day. And we are talking about food at the moment off of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives last night. And just people have passion for certain places. And some of them are legends and traditions.
Dude, I can't
believe. Like that place you talk about, the Fonties in Brooklyn.
I can't believe the response we're getting to that place. That place is legendary, bro.
This guy has now. How does the sentence go? They got to do 955-WBAB.
I'm in blank, mm-hmm. I have to go to blank for blank.
All right. Good morning, BAB. Go.
Hey, good morning. Whenever I'm in Montauk, got to go to Ciro's right on the strip and get the lobster roll on the potato roll. Oh, my God.
Montauk?
Yeah, Montauk.
Ciro's? Lobster roll?
Yep.
Fresh lobster. Right on a potato roll, looks like a hot dog roll.
So that's funny, because whenever I'm on my way to Montauk, I stop at lunch to get the lobster roll.
Right.
Gotta stop there. That's like a great stop, a great hangout right on the strip.
Yep.
Awesome place.
Beautiful. Thanks, go there, too.
Look.
All right, that's the way that's done. Whenever I'm in blank, I go to blank for blank.
Potato rolls do raise the game.
They do. Gives it that little extra something. I don't know.
Man.
It's like love me a lobster roll.
It's like a side order of happy.
955-WBAB if you'd like to get in here. It's 102.3-WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station with Roger. 102.3-WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's 7:11, partly sunny, 75 degrees today. All right, we'll get like one more call in here. But this food porn discussion has been incredibly unsatisfying because we don't have any of the food in front of us. No. The mental pictures I have are sexual. The food that's being described and the places you get them. It started with the Fonties in Brooklyn and their steak pizza aioli. Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
And their eggplant with roast beef sandwich.
Dude, on the show last night, they were showing the guy, because they had a guy in the back that just made the fresh mozzarella.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing, and the love that he was making that cheese with.
Yeah. That's a man dedicated.
And that was his job. What does he do? He makes the mozzarella. That's it. That's all he does.
Mm. Good morning, BAB. You got to get one off your chest. Tell us, what do you got?
Morning, gentlemen. No. Talk about Corona and Mama's. How about Corona and Louis the Lemon Ice King?
Oh, yeah, well, that's it. Right. They got Lemon Ice King and Corona, yeah.
That's on there.
You know, good summer night. You know, get everybody, hey, let's pop in a car. Let's take a ride. Let's go. And the line is always a mile long.
Here's the thing about the Lemon Ice King and Corona. At this, back in the day, nobody can touch it. Now...
I can
drive 5 minutes away from my house, go to Ralph's, and it's not as good, you're right, but...
It's close,
it's,
right?
You know, it's not worth it to... If you're in Corona, then yeah, you have to go.
All right, that makes sense.
You know?
A little ice to go with your sandwiches. This has been a wonderful tour. All right, we got to keep that idea in mind, whether we do it in the summer and hit a couple places like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives type places.
Yeah.
Or we wait till January and make it a bus trip then.
I just got a text from a friend of mine did a whole made a vacation out of it. He went on the Diners.
The Triple D places?
Yeah, he had made a list of it, and him and his wife road tripped it. And they mapped out different places every day and ate.
That's a good big fat idea.
That's a good vacation.
Love it. Hey, thanks for the calls. That was a lot of fun. 7:13. Partly sunny, 75. Coming up in just a little bit, dead guy in the envelope at 7:20 or so. Right now, Ted has a Rhodes.